Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, over the next 10 minutes or so, I'm going to illustrate just how dumb this administration's war lies are. Even Caroline Leavitt, Donald Trump's own press secretary, just accidentally blew up the lies that Republican officials have been telling on TV for the past few weeks. They think that you and I are so dumb that they can repeat almost verbatim the lies that they told in the mid-2000s to justify prior wars, and then use that justification to trick us and go to war even longer. Listen, I was like 4 or 5 years old when many of those forever wars started in the 2000s, and even I know that these lies are being ripped out of the Bush-Cheney playbook. I mean, let's just start off with this quote from Senator Tom Cotton. This is perhaps the dumbest thing I have heard a Republican say, and even Caroline Leavitt undermined it today. Caroline Leavitt blew up whatever Tom Cotton is trying to say in this clip. He says, Iran has been an imminent threat to the United States for 47 years. You guys get what's wrong with that comment, right? You can't be an imminent threat for 47 years. We'll break this all down. Drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. We are rapidly pushing towards 2 million subscribers. We are a Gen Z-built independent media company with no backing. It's just you and I building a community. So subscribe below, and let's start off with Tom Cotton, a Republican senator.
Brian, no, not at all. I thought Secretaries Rubio and Hegseth, Chairman Kaine, and Director Ratcliffe did a very good job of laying out the intelligence and the current state of operations. The simple reality is Iran has a vast missile arsenal that far exceeds the combined missile defenses of the United States, our Arab friends, and Israel. And it gets much worse every single month. That is an unacceptable risk for the United States. It's an existential risk for our Arab friends in Israel. And it wouldn't get better if we waited for 6 or 12 or 18 months to find a more imminent risk. Yeah. In fact, Iran has posed an imminent risk to the United States for 47 years as they've maimed and killed thousands of Americans without that vast missile arsenal.
Okay, let me just clarify. The Iranian regime has been repressing its own citizens for 40 years. The Iranian regime is fundamentally illiberal, meaning they want to strip away human rights, but you can't be an imminent threat to somebody for longer than like the window that makes something imminent. An imminent threat is a car coming right at you. That is an immediate danger, but something is not immediate. It loses the immediacy over 47 years. We also have Representative Brian Mast saying year in and year out, Iran has been an imminent threat against us. It's the same sort of thing. What do you mean year in and year out?
Everybody has concluded to be an imminent threat against the United States of America. Year in, year out. Iran has been an imminent threat against us because they have never faced an imminent response until President Trump.
You know, I was recently watching a documentary about the lies that were told during the Bush era, and it was exactly like this. It was generals and officials on TV saying that there was a huge threat and there was urgency we needed to move with. Well, guess what? After Netanyahu pulls Donald Trump into a regional conflict in the Middle East, Caroline Leavitt then admits there was no imminent threat. There was no imminent threat. Let me just point out, this is already after we've eased oil sanctions on Russia. This is already after 8 U.S. service members have died. 160 to 70 schoolgirls were killed in Iran. There's no going back on this. We just got reporting that Russia is making an extra $150 million per day from its oil sales amid rising prices due to the Iran war. The Russian government is set to receive up to $5 billion in extra revenue by the end of the month. This coincides with reporting that Russia is helping Iran, our enemy, target U.S. service members. So Donald Trump is strengthening Russia, which is strengthening Iran, while weakening the United States, weakening its citizenry, weakening our pocketbook and the oil that we were supposed to be able to, or the gas that we're supposed to be able to buy and maintain on a daily basis. Just absolutely despicable. And let's jump over to Caroline Leavitt. So it all starts with this ABC News tweet that I actually made a video about just yesterday. It says, breaking, the FBI has warned police departments in California that Iran wants to retaliate for American attacks by launching offensive drones against the West Coast, according to an alert reviewed by ABC News. Now, this seems sort of plausible, sort of implausible. I mean, here's the thing. It would not be surprising if there was some sort of attempted retaliation from Iran internally in the United States. According to history, we have seen internal terrorist attacks due to our meddling in the Middle East. There's a lot of examples, and our Homeland Security officials should be on high alert. That is totally responsible and totally fine. But that being said, it is not fine that the President of the United States is day in and day out doing two things. Minimizing the threat to Americans, not only economically, but physically. Minimizing that threat, saying who cares, basically. And then also escalating tensions in a nonsensical, reckless way in the Middle East, therefore making us more in danger overall. Caroline Leavitt then responds directly to that ABC News tweet that I just read. She said, this post and story should be immediately retracted by ABC News for providing false information to intentionally alarm the American people. But then she confirms this was written based on an FBI report. They wrote this based on one email that was sent to local law enforcement in California about a single unverified tip. The email even states the tip was based on unverified intelligence, yet ABC News left this critical fact out of their story. Why? Then she says, to be clear, no such threat from Iran to our homeland exists. And it never did. Let me just read that one more time. Caroline Leavitt says, to be clear, no such threat from Iran to our homeland exists, and it never did. Even putting aside the specific California claims, we're past that at this point. Looking directly at what Caroline Leavitt is saying here, she's undermining the main Republican justification for this war, that there was an imminent threat, as Tom Cotton says, that there was an imminent threat, as Brian Mass says, that they were going to retaliate against us, as Marco Rubio said in that now infamous clip where he's standing in the lobby of somewhere and saying, hey, Israel pulled us into this war, essentially. So Chris Murphy, Senator Chris Murphy, quote tweets and said, this is fantastic. Leavitt using all caps to make perfectly clear that Iran did not and does not pose any direct threat to America, no imminent threat to America. Yet we're at war and gas prices are through the roof. Hard to figure. That's what I was saying a minute ago. Donald Trump is both escalating nonsensically and then downplaying it when it hurts U.S. Americans. I mean, as James points out, this is an interesting turn. By not wanting to make President Trump look weak, the White House has just admitted that Iran was never a threat to the United States, which leads to the elephant in the room. If Iran is not a threat, why the hell are we bombing them? Midas Touch then highlights the specific line where Caroline Leavitt in all caps says, to be clear, no such threat from Iran to our homeland exists. So again, why are we at war with them? Why is Donald Trump sending out angry posts about oil as he's easing sanctions on Russia? So Trump posted a few hours ago, quote, the United States is the largest oil producer in the world by far. So when oil prices go up, we make a lot of money. Who's we? Not me. When this motherfucker is saying we, he means his cabinet, the people around him. He says, but of far greater interest and importance to me as president is stopping an evil empire, Iran, from having nuclear weapons and destroying the Middle East. Okay, so the justification has changed once again. It was regime change. Then there was an imminent threat. Then there was nukes about a year away, which is not imminent. What is this? There's no actual explanation. Someone responded under that tweet and posted a photo of their gas prices and pointed out that it's up like 70 cents over the past few weeks. This is not my picture. Somebody in the replies said that their gas prices have spiked. And I can confirm we've seen the same thing in Illinois where I live. I visited my parents in Indiana last weekend. And as I was driving through Indiana, I was paying attention to the gas price signs. And I was like, this is about a 50 to 60 cent spike since the last time I was here. So gas prices are going up. The war is negatively affecting Americans and causing global chaos, causing domestic chaos. We just saw a shooting at a synagogue not long ago, like literally an hour ago, where the shooter is dead now. thankfully, and nobody was harmed, thankfully, but we're seeing increased violence, increased radicalism. People are going crazy, and the president of the United States is leading the way, foaming at the mouth with Lindsey Graham and Pete Hegseth over each shoulder. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.